Phoenix FM. Here we are at Stand and Calling and University of Bedfordshire we've been speaking to. They are here with the Bed's Big Top, but also the University radio station broadcasting live from here. God, congratulations on doing that.
It's a technical achievement.
So you're Terry Lee. Your role with the radio station is?
Yeah, so my role at the university is a senior tutor in radio and audio, and part of that is to look after Radio Lab 97.1 FM, which is the community radio station the university looks after. Yes. And so it's student run, but obviously they just need someone to run the admin side of things and you know, step in and save the day when things fall off air. As you can probably imagine, technical things happen and that's kind of my role. I've got some experience from previous jobs in keeping radio stations going. So it's a lot of fun.
And it's strange because you're in a different position to us. I mean, we'll get people on air who've never done radio before, but not all at once. Whereas you get a year's intake and it's all their first shows, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true. And I guess the listening experience for I guess a Radio Lab listener is, especially at the start of term, you can expect a fair few on-air mistakes with all the people that are brand new to radio suddenly thrust on the airways. And obviously the downside is that our best volunteers disappear.
Yes.
Every year to go on and do other things when they've graduated. So there are challenges that I hadn't really considered when I first took the job on.
How long have you been in the job?
7 years now.
Right.
So I've seen a few students come and go.
Yeah.
And a few changes in higher education. But the radio station is still going and you know, we're still having a lot of fun, and technology has evolved in that time massively as well, which is how we're doing what we're doing today.
Well, it's amazing when you think, because in the old days of radio, when it used to cost an arm and a leg to buy anything that was, yes, involved with a radio station, now, all right, they are very good microphones, etc., but you can still do it with a laptop, a few plug-in mics and a software mixer, can't you?
Yeah, you absolutely can, and you know, the kit we're using today is kit we have bought brand new, but we were planning on coming here with some of our older kids.
Yes,
it's just we got lucky and there was some budget left to spend, and I really wanted the fancy Rode products that we're using today. Not sponsored by Rode.
No, I am impressed with those microphones. You know, yeah, what it's like? It's almost not a question of if I'm going to buy one, it's when I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, exactly. It was a bit like that for me. I'd always had my eye on some of that kit, and I'm delighted. One of the good things about working at the university is obviously we are expected to supply industry standard kit to students, so I get to play with it, and that includes, you know, the studio and the softwares back at Luton on the campus as well. So yeah, it's a lot of fun working at the university, and obviously with my corporate hat on, students who are interested in getting, you know, a media-based degree should consider coming to our place. I know Luton's not got the most glamorous reputation, but the facilities we've got are fantastic.
And it's very central as well. I mean, Luton may not be the first place you think of, but it's so near so many places.
It really is.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's great links to everywhere, like train station, airport. I've had a student who just graduated that is based in Jersey, and so she was flying in and out a lot, and last year obviously she ended up doing a lot from home, but such as you say, the nature of technology moving on is that she was able to do a lot of things for the radio station from her home using the technology we've got. It's amazing.
And the BBC do it. I mean, you think Radio 2 presenters were broadcasting from their home, and bizarrely they were getting complaints because it sounded so good people thought they were in the studio.
Yeah, they want to hear, listeners kind of want to hear some of that honesty, don't they? I found that as well, listening to the odd commercial radio show. Who was it? I think Ronan Keating was on, is it Magic? And he had an echoey background that sounded, he's in his kitchen. And I was kind of down with that.
Yeah.
And similarly, you know, we've had some students that sound very much like they're doing it from their bedroom this last year.
Well, let's face it, you want to hear the odd dog bark in the background.
Yes. Though, you know? Yeah, exactly. It's genuine.
All part of it. And also the thing that none of us can avoid if you're working from home or doing from home, Amazon are going to ring on the doorbell sometime during the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I've been delivering lots of lectures and things in the lounge, and obviously you have to run away when someone's at the door wondering why you're not responding to them. Yeah. You're just like, 1 minute, get to the door, come back. Sorry about that, everyone. It's just one of those things at the moment.
But it's given us a whole appreciation of that new technology, isn't it, on every level? Mm. Because where before you'd have a meeting for meeting's sake, now if you have a Teams meeting, a Zoom meeting for half an hour, you realise you're achieving the same, don't you?
Yeah. I feel like I've learnt to be more concise with online meetings and things like that, definitely.
And from the point of view of doing it academically, it must have been daunting for you. You know, if I'd have said to you 18 months ago, you're going to be doing this, you'd have thought, how on earth am I going to cope, you know?
Yeah, you're right. We were in denial for a week. Okay, it's going to come round. We're going to get back in the studio. No, we really do have to change all our assessment plans and come up with ways of doing it. But thankfully, you know, we had links with the radio industry. We were able to ask them what are the local BBC doing and what are community radio stations doing, even commercial radio setups, and by talking with them it gave us a sense of we can still replicate industry standard with the working from home. So a lot of what we've been working on in the last year as students is how to do, I know, COVID safe broadcasting. So whereas we're not sending them out to record vox pops in the street anymore, well, this year at least, we have been able to show them how they can easily use apps like WhatsApp to get voice messages and replicate a vox pop experience and things like that. So it's been some learning for us, and I think we have really benefited in some ways from, you know, from the technology upgrades that have come about as a result, and by, you know, learning some new tricks ourselves.
And if people are doing it from home, there's that extra personal input as well. They put a lot in themselves that, rather than turn up in a studio, not be handed it on a plate, but, you know, you're asking a lot of questions. It must have been very daunting for them being in the deep end in the first place anyway, and thinking, wow, I'm doing something no one else has done before. This is all new. It's a learning process for everyone.
Yeah. I think the way we mark some of our students that are radio students, some of them, for example, take on the management of the radio station as their sort of dissertation equivalent.
Yes.
So they're getting marked for how well they've done and the things that they've introduced. So for this year and last year's students, they've had they won't think of it as an advantage, but the advantage they've had is that no one's done what they've had to do before. So we can't compare, you're not doing the same comparisons to previous year's students, which is why, for example, the student who's based in Jersey and the amount of work she was able to produce was impressive, because she wasn't ever in the studio to do it and was able to do all these things remotely. And now it's happened, I guess future years are going to be judged in compared to those previous ones.
Where the technology improves, the bandwidth improves, you're raising the bar all the time, aren't you? It's never ending.
Exactly. But ultimately, you know, whatever happens, if we're in the studio or out the studio, you know, radio and the media subjects give you a chance as a student and, you know, a practitioner, a volunteer to sort of get something on your CV and that improve. It shows that you've got communication skills, that you're confident, and that you've even got a sense of community. So your volunteers, for example, will be able to put that on their CV. It looks a lot better than saying, I like watching films.
Yes.
In their habits and like what they do in their spare time. They're making radio. It sounds amazing.
And it's radio, which everyone knows and understands. And those skills then can go over to social media, you know, the next big thing. It's all about communication, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And those communication skills that you can learn, and like even things like writing for radio, where they're writing scripts and things like that, it's such a good skill. And you know, you can't get a job, like lots of our students want to be journalists, for example, and you can't get a job at, say, I don't know, The Guardian anymore without having multimedia experience. Like, writing's one thing, but they expect you to come in as a full, complete package. So.
And it's that whole thing, where do you get the experience to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. So For the University of Bedfordshire, Radiolab obviously offers all of our students the opportunity to make radio, and all the spin-offs, as you can imagine. You talk about social media.
Yeah.
There's social media that is managing, and that's what our students do as well. So there's lots to do, and yeah, we certainly offer the experience and the facilities for them to do it, which hopefully they can then go on to get the job they want to get in the future.
And understand things like libel law as well, which, you know, there's so many things. You can become an influencer or whatever and not be aware of any of that and
yes.
come unstuck, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, ultimately, sometimes the students teach us a thing or two.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Instagram, I'm still, you know, I'm too old, I think, to have really grasped it. But through the students, I've learned a little bit more about Instagram stories and the benefits of that and things like that.
Well, I found out this week Phoenix FM has a TikTok channel. I'd never know what to do with it, but you know.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But yeah, it's all the rage of the youngsters these yeah. days. It says me sounding older and older.
At the festival. Look, thanks so much for chatting to us. If people do want to find out more, what's the best way that they go and look on?
So if they want to find out more about Radiolab, the website is radiolab.beds.ac.uk. And on there are ways to contact people at the station. Chances are, if you send a message through that, it'll be me that ends up replying to you. Happy to speak with people about the radio station, how they can get involved.
Lovely.
Oh, we got a dinosaur interrupting us. Amazing.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thanks very much, Steve. That's brilliant.
Thanks a lot.